ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event. Let's get ready to rumble!
It's the Jeremy Show.
Broadcasting from the heart of America, it's the Jeremy Show. And now, here's your host, Jeremy Pelton.
Welcome everybody to the Jeremy Show. It's like April 17th, and Jeremy Lane left because he's a little girl, so that's about it. Okay, today we have the Ulysses High School Girls Golf Team. Woo, yeah. How exciting is that? I mean, golf is one of the most exciting sports, I think. Okay, I'm just kidding. Now, right now, that girl has a microphone. So say your name. I'm just passing it around and tell everyone say their name.
Hi, I'm Brooke Tyler.
Yeah, sure she is.
I'm Jennifer Copes.
Jamie Frazee.
Hannah Copes. Come on,
Hannah Copes.
Jenny Baldwin.
Jenny Baldwin, hey! Yeah.
I'll be Valerie Gustafson.
Oh, Valerie. I love the way you use your whole name. Okay. What, are you trying to sound smart or something? I think you are. Oh, well, that's all right. This is a radio show. You don't have to look. All right. I really don't have anything to talk about right now. So, how are you guys' day been?
No, it's
I'm just playing. I'm just playing. I'm gonna ask you guys random questions, okay? So, don't talk. I'm just kidding. I was just kidding. Make sure that you actually hold the microphone up to your mouth.
Okay.
Okay. Hannah, yes. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the girls' golf team?
Okay.
And how bad they stink.
No.
I'm just kidding. I'm a little outnumbered here, so I better
We're the only good girls' team in Ulysses. I shouldn't say that, but we really are.
Ooh.
But it's okay because the other sports are getting better.
Okay, no, wait, stop. How many girls' golf teams are there in Ulysses?
One.
Oh. So.
No.
Oh,
as
girls
far as
sports.
Girls' sports.
Hey, Mom.
Like, compared to basketball
and volleyball and
track and softball.
It's not really hard to be better than them, to be honest. No, I'm just kidding. I was a volleyball manager, so I can say that, even though they still all hate
me.
Okay, now, did anything interesting happen during this golf season? I just assumed something did.
Oh.
Okay.
All right, so we're walking down.
Wait, stop. Say your name.
I'm Val.
Okay.
Uri.
Now you can go.
We're walking down number 8 fairway, I believe. We're approaching the green, and there's thing in the fairway.
A little thing?
And
are
we're
you
pretty
serious?
Sure it's a spleen, but we don't know where it came from.
A spleen.
There were a lot of theories, like the old man that cleans the greens. Maybe it just fell out. I don't know.
Are you serious?
Very.
It looked like a spleen. What
it
does
was
a spleen look like? Okay, I don't buy any. Okay, maybe I do. Hey, where's got the camera? Take pictures. Gosh.
I told you guys we should have kept it in a bag.
Dude, you should have. Because then we could have put it on Jeremy's show and I could have talked.
Probably
maybe she squeezed it and make a noise or something. I don't know. Okay, anything else happen during this season?
The suburban thing.
The suburban thing. Let's hear about the suburban thing. Okay. Okay.
Hannah got this brilliant idea. Egged on by Val. Yeah, that suburban thing.
The suburban thing.
She needed to jump in the front seat of the school Suburban and take it for a spin around the parking lot. And I've never seen Mr. D so mad.
Oh, so who's awesome. Mr. D's?
He's the coach.
The coach, right. Cool, yay. Okay.
Pretty funny.
Now, man, you guys just stop talking. You guys are talking up a storm. Listen to them. Okay.
Four hours. On the way home from state golf.
Well, Anna, since you talked for 4 hours, we're going to have a four-hour Jeremy show today. Give him the microphone.
I don't think you want to know.
Hannah, you have to talk for 4 hours. No, don't stop.
About.
Okay, ready, go.
I really don't have anything to say today.
Don't stop.
After the golf tournament, I had a lot of things to say, and I'm not really sure what I talked about, but I talked, and I talked. And I woke Jenny up, and then I was like, Jenny, talk to me, and she was sleeping. So, yeah. And I woke Jamie up. and Brooke was in the car, and we called this guy that Brooke knew. I don't even know his name anymore. But
okay, I believe him now. Okay.
It was Godfrey. It was Godfrey, and then Jennifer.
No,
and
I believe him. I know you can talk. You don't have to prove it. Okay, I'm just kidding.
Here you go, Jenny.
Yeah, Jenny, you haven't said very much.
What do I say?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Tell the story about when you face planted in the.
Oh, she face planted.
Oh yeah. What were we doing? Wasn't I going to pick up a ball out of the driving range? And so we go, I was just quickly going to reach over and pick it up, and instead I fell out and rolled a little bit.
Yeah, but I've heard stories about all the things that happened to you, Jenny.
All the things that happened to me. What all?
Well, I don't know. Like, Brooke one time said, you ever know one of those people that seems like everything that can go wrong does? And she was like, yeah, Jenny. And I was like, oh, that's messed up, but it was funny.
Thanks, Brooke.
Oh. Yeah, Brooke, you haven't said much either. Pass the microphone down here.
All right.
Let's go. Come on, come on. Good job, good job, good job. Okay, Brooke, what do you have to talk about?
I don't know.
Anyway, okay, pass it to Jamie. I'm just kidding.
That kay. Hurt, really. It did.
For being a hot topic.
Yeah. Ooh. Ooh.
Okay, so we were at State Golf, and we were in the mall. And we wanted to go into Hot Topic. And Mr. Deese gave me a big lecture about how it was satanic.
Hot Topic,
in the store.
Hot Topic
and
is satanic.
Like, this is not a good store. You do not need the rest of the mall trip. Somebody.
The mall trip.
Jenny will.
Okay.
What am I telling?
About how we got lost in JCPenney.
Yeah, Hannah and I lost each other in JCPenney.
Oh, my.
It was pretty bad, so we had to page each other.
You do realize that you can, like, see from one end to the other in JCPenney, right?
Not in this JCPenney.
Well, I guess no, because
there was two floors.
Well, how can you not see Hannah? She's like 8 feet tall. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
See, I'm not 8 feet tall. I get lost in that.
I know. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Hannah's all normal. Jenny's just short. Okay. I'm just
thanks.
Just playing.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't get mad.
Val has a mall story also.
Okay. So Brooke and I walked around the mall for about an hour and a half speaking with British accents. And we convinced a lot of people that we were actually from England.
Can we get a demonstration? Do it.
Give me something to say.
I don't know, like repeat the Gettysburg Address or something. Wow. Fourscore. I don't know, I can't do
so
it.
Not British at all, though.
Yes, it is. Okay, sing Candy Shop with a British accent.
No.
Okay.
I have a better story, though.
Okay.
Okay, it starts when we first arrive at our hotel, which is across the street from the mall.
Mm-hmm.
And Jennifer gets out of the car and, like, takes off towards the mall. She claims that she could smell the new clothes. And she literally just took off. And she got to the front door, and Mr. Deese, like, caught her.
You people are nuts.
It was great. We don't have malls here. We were having withdrawals.
And remember when you stole a spoon from Olive Garden?
Oh!
Spoon?
We like to stick spoons in the windshield of the Suburban. It's really good luck.
You people, you are nuts!
Oh, you can't put that on there, though.
Yeah,
you
but
off.
Too bad it's already there. You guys are stuck. Okay, Brooke is going to tell us a story now.
Okay.
Well,
it was Hannah's birthday, and we were going to surprise her with her very own surprise birthday party for her 16th birthday.
How exciting.
And it was, so Val and I went to go get the present. And where did that come from?
My little brother's over there taking pictures.
Oh. I was like, I don't have the camera.
Look at him. His face is all red. Look at him.
But so Val and I go to get Hannah's present at Alco.
Hey, I can actually say that, can I? I've been locked in my basement with six girls. Okay, never mind, go.
So, we go into Alco, and
did you?
Mr. Deese has this... Mr. Deese. What? Yeah, it's just a name that kind of... Yeah. Mr. Deese.
Deese.
Always says that we should two-putt. Like, in the years past, he's always like, two-putt, and he said it so much that I had a nightmare one night where there's a black background with just his head and hands in it, and he was holding up the two side, and he was like moving back and forth saying two-putt. Anyway, so that just becomes like, it was like the scariest thing ever.
Keep telling it.
So it became like his saying, right? Two putt. That's cute.
Okay, I take a picture of them doing this. So that way you can get a mental picture.
So he...
Actually, it's a real picture, so you won't have to. Okay, go.
So while we're in the toy section of Alco, there's ugly... Yes, they have a toy section. It's pretty nifty.
I gotta go there.
We found a pregnant Barbie doll there. Anyway.
What?
Yeah, you take off the stomach and voila, there's a baby. So we're in the toy
miracle
section.
Of life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're in the toy section of Alco, and miraculously, we push this really ugly, fat, blue thing, which is called a bloopa or something like that. And we push it, and it sounds like it's saying, Tupot. And Val and I just were like, whoa. Oh, my gosh. And so, so we bought it for Hannah, right? This random, ugly bloopa. But... It is cute.
What's
in its
a blue
own way.
Bomb? I'm still
so
lost.
It goes. Yes, yeah, so it sounds like.
Oh.
Yeah.
Logan, do you know what a boo pie is?
So it goes boo bob. It sounds like two pun, and then it goes. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, and it like dances around, and it goes on. It never shuts up. So.
Reminds me of someone.
Yeah, like Mr. Beast. No, I'm just kidding.
Me too.
And no offense, Mr. Deese. I love you, but, you know. So, at the party, we get the bright idea that we would take a picture of Mr. Deese and blow up his face and stick it on the blue butt, right? And so,
okay.
Whenever I said two putt, it had Mr. Deese, you know, going, and then...
How many times did
and
he
And then I
it
took
him?
It hostage because I fell in love with it.
Logan. Mom's a little girl. Okay, go.
So, yeah. That's the Blue Boss story. And I
cool.
Miss him.
What a
I miss
story.
I miss him deeply.
Now, where happened to him? What happened to him?
He's...
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he was happier with me.
Well... Oh, he's hiding from me. Oh, okay. Hannah, what story do you have to tell us now?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, Jamie...
Yeah, Jamie, do you want to talk about Frappuccino?
I ordered a Frappuccino.
Actually, I have no clue where that Frappuccino thing came from.
Are you serious?
No, because I wasn't on the varsity team when that happened.
Imagine that.
So.
Okay. Collision Course. Oh. Jay-Z and Linkin Park. The first song. I ordered a Frappuccino. Where's my blinkin' Frappuccino? Anyway. So we played the song in the Suburban. Mr. Biggs is driving. If you don't know Mr. Biggs, you're missing out on like life in general. Okay. So he hears the song and he just kind of sits there for a second. He has a really late reaction to the fact that there was this cuss word in the song. And yeah, it's pretty much it. Except then the joke continued with the Frappuccino.
I love you guys. That's like the coolest thing. Okay.
Anyway. Did something happen to you with the Frappuccino, Jamie?
Jamie? You don't think so? I don't know what she said.
I don't know. I'll find your soap.
Oh, I don't know what that means, but it must be bad.
Okay,
oh.
Brooke went to Europe, right? And she reminded us every day. I don't think we need to tell that story. It's one of those things we're not going to talk about, okay? Okay. We had to make a list of things we can't talk about.
I was going to mention that one.
Well, we're going to just have to make a sequel to the show because we're out of time. No!
Okay,
oh, we do.
Okay.
We have to sing Happy Birthday to Jeremy. Right.
Okay, thanks, everybody. Bye.
Jeremy's birthday.
Thanks
no,
for
no,
listening
no,
to Jeremy's
no, no,
show.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Jeremy.
Birthday to me. Everybody, thanks for listening to Jeremy's show. We'll see you next week. Bye.